much about.
You got to put it in the perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Que ven en Bing, me llamo el Toto Tito que ven en Bing. Quiere decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componer lo que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme también una puta que ven en Bing en Tijuana para poner. Hola, papá, que ven en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that our banner rock it red flare for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Play ball.
This is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Good morning.
There's no turning back, no matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights, music.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It is Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, a little confused there. Went to the Kings game last night.
You did.
Watched
Dave
a little hockey.
Did.
Yep.
Beer mug did. I'm not feeling good about today.
At one
I gotta
point.
I got to be honest.
Well, here's the problem. With free beer, our boy Beer Mug, let's be honest. So he was, you know, we had a tailgate party ahead of time. It was about an hour and a half ahead of time. So he's there.
Right.
And he's got a beer in his hand, and then, you know, another beer in his hand, and another beer in his hand. So then I go talk to somebody else and got another beer in his hand. So I'm thinking, all right.
Pretty sure that wasn't the same beer, right?
This is going to be good. No,
beer.
No, never. I think he shoots beers. Full glasses of beers. So he's drinking, and we're having fun, and we're doing stuff. And then the game starts, and he's watching the game, and he's, you know, drinking a beer. And at some point, I don't know, I think it was almost...
End of the second period,
which is about 9-ish, 9:15, 9:30, I don't know. He's got another beer in his hand. I'm like, you know, we got to work tomorrow. So maybe stop drinking. Like, I'm not the guy that goes, hey, you better.
You're definitely not the guy.
But he had a steady diet. He had an IV drip of beer from the second he showed up. How are you doing today? You all right?
I'm all right. Yeah, feeling good.
All right.
I think you made the right call, Kevin.
Because he's the kind of guy who would just keep drinking until he wakes up in a bush, which has happened. So I actually had to, I had to stop somebody from drinking beer, which is really not my thing.
Give him the breathalyzer!
Yeah.
We kind of need mugs.
Sometimes mugs needs that.
And by in a bush, you mean foliage. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. He actually woke up in a physical bush the day after St. Patrick's Day and called us like, I don't know, 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
You're supposed to be here.
I'm in a bush. This is outrageous. So I'd like to thank him. I'd also like to thank everybody that showed up. There were a lot of great people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank the fans of the Kevin and Bean Show, the ones who listen early at this time, because we had... Bob Miller come out and Jim Fox, the announcers, and then we had Luke Robitaille come out.
Oh, cool.
And, of course, he's a Hall of Famer, former King, and still works for the Kings organization. He's saying, oh, you know, Kevin comes out to the games, and even though he has to get up early, what time do you have to get up? And I said, 3:50. And he said, and he does it, and all of a sudden, everybody there started turning on us.
Why?
Because the people who listen now know that I'm... late a lot. So they were like, no way, 3:50, no way.
I see. Liar!
He gets up at 5. I was like, I didn't see this as being a sticking point. My alarm goes off at 3:50. Let's just leave it at that. I don't know what time I get out of bed each day.
Hostile
but,
crowd.
Really? Take it easy, people. Give me my one moment of fake enthusiasm about what time I get up. No way, still in bed by 4:30. So thanks to everybody that came out. We had a good time last night.
That sounds like it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Okay.
The only thing I really care about, I got to be honest, sometimes you care more about one thing than anything else, is talking to Omar's wife. You just heard about 20 minutes ago, Omar's trying to put together a couple's baby shower.
Poor Cassie.
And that's his wife. And she's behind it. I mean, she's...
No, I know, but I just mean she's married to Omar.
I agree.
That part.
See, that's the part that's hard to argue. Like, what a saint.
Yep.
married to Omar. And she's been with him for a while, so she knows. She's seen him at his worst, or best, as I call it. But she's the one behind the couple's baby shower. She wants Saul to come to the baby shower. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Not so far.
And if it does, it's not going to be good for the baby shower. So we're going to talk to her today.
Okay.
And find out how important this is. And I'm going to be the man Omar is unable to be.
Tell her the truth?
Yes. Now, it helps that I'm not married to her because then I don't have to live with her. But
sure. Maybe you could bribe her. That's another way to go.
Oh, trust
if you
me.
Fail on that.
Trust
that
me. My backup position is we'll send two gifts. Is that all right? And then we won't have to come. That's my backup.
I can't imagine why that wouldn't work.
Right.
That's the whole point of the shower.
That's what I think. She'll say, no, we just want to have our friends there. And right. I'll say, your female friends. her worst Halloween costumes today. You see the costume and you go, come on now. You're Charlie Sheen? Really? That's so played.
Yeah.
You're going to walk around going, winning? No, stop it. Worst Halloween costumes we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Courtney Stodden. You may not recognize the name. She's the 17-year-old that's with the 51-year-old actor. And, man, are her tweets. She sees herself so unbelievably sexy.
She's the one that was making out with him in the pumpkin
patch,
right?
They had to kick him out of the pumpkin patch because they were being inappropriate with the kids around.
Yeah. I saw her pictures.
She's relatively hot.
She is relatively hot.
But her tweets are, you know, the people, like we were talking yesterday about Ashton Kutcher, who's trying desperately to sound much deeper than he is, much mm-hmm. more special than he is. That's her. She's trying to sound really sexy, and she doesn't really know how to do that.
She's only 17.
Right. So she tries to use as many flowery words as she can. Her tweets are unbelievable. I started following her a while back, and I read every single one of them. I'm just like, oh, my God, no way. She tweeted that. So we're going to talk about that today. We've got a brand new internet roundup for you today.
Okay.
We are going to tell you about a little bit more about Kim Kardashian's birthday. I'm sorry. I've got the baby shower thing on the mind. Birthday party in Las Vegas where they introduced her and everybody started booing and Khloe took the mic and reprimanded them, at which point they started booing more.
I love this trend.
Yes, me too. Me
finally.
Too. Psycho Mike hates trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't hear it super late in the show yesterday, we're going to give you some highlights coming up in about a half hour.
Poor little kids.
No, he's right.
Yeah, but come on.
But
innocent
he's right.
Little kids.
He's right, though. He's going to have a video camera this year.
Excellent.
He's going to video it. We also have the Halloween spooks controversy. It's only a controversy because I think I'm the only one that hates it.
I like it.
You guys know
Ralph
anyone
likes it.
That's all right.
Bean likes it.
But how much of that do you think they like because I hate it? Is there any of that, or do they really genuinely like it?
For me, at least 30% because you hate it.
All right. That helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have other songs. And oh, my God.
Oh, really?
F you all. So I'm going to play one of their songs, and you're going to agree with me, and we're going to swear off that song forever.
Okay.
That's my goal. And we also have tickets for the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball, which is Saturday night.
Very cool.
So we're going to give you a warning about what costumes not to wear. And then Saturday night is a costume contest and live music from She Wants Revenge. So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Let's step in for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to Michael Jackson.
What's happening with the microphones?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, that was
checking
me.
One. Check, check. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
It is
check,
on.
Check, check. Okay. Congratulations to Michael Jackson.
For
that seems odd.
He's number one. He's number one. He's number one.
In...
Forbes magazine has released their latest rankings of the top earning dead celebrities.
Right.
Now, usually it's always Elvis. But Michael Jackson has been dead for 2 years now, has finally surpassed the king of rock and roll. Now the king of pop sits atop the list.
Now he was famously 200, 300 million in the hole.
Yeah.
He's out of it now and making money?
I think he's in the black now. His estate is. Here's the list of best earning dead celebrities.
He hasn't been in the black since he was a kid.
Andy Warhol, the painter, Betty Page, legendary pinup girl, and former Beatle George Harrison, all worth $6 million. Well, that's what they made in the past year. It must suck to be George Harrison in the afterlife saying, I only made as much as Betty Page?
Yeah.
Really? I was a Beatle.
I can't be higher up on the list.
Then a tie between Richard Rodgers, Steve McQueen, Stieg Larsson, who wrote those books, The Tattoo Girls, and Jimi Hendrix, all made $7 million over the past year.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss made $9 million over the past year, puts him at number 8 on the list. Albert Einstein, always a perennial on this list, came in at number 7 with $10 million, mostly thanks to the Baby Einstein line.
Oh, is that for the kids?
For the kids, and his name is licensed for that. Elizabeth Taylor and John Lennon are tied at number 5 with $12 million apiece. Then Charles Schulz, who created the perennially unfunny comic strip Peanuts. $25 million he made over the past year.
Someone thinks it's funny.
A lot of people think it's good.
Never written any new ones in how many years?
This is merchandise and T-shirts
wow.
and Snoopy lunch boxes and what have
Greeting
you.
Greeting cards,
yeah. $25 million. Marilyn Monroe, number 3rd.
Sure.
Number 3, rather, on the list. $27 million she made over the past year.
Wow.
Elvis made $55 million over the past 12 months. And Michael Jackson, as I mentioned, is at number 1. If Elvis made $55 million, he's number 2. What do you think Michael made over the past 12
months? $75 million. $85 million. $95 million. It's up?
Yes.
$125 million. Up?
Yes.
No.
$200 million.
Just under that. $170 million.
Holy cow.
Michael made $170 million over the past 12 months.
Is that just record sales mostly?
No, a lot of merchandise as well.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Congratulations. Billy Ray Cyrus, who I hope will be on that list soon, says that he's got evidence of UFOs.
All right.
It's his first UFO sighting, and he's very excited.
Evidence.
He tweeted a photo of a beautiful sunset, but he said, look, there are 5 or 6 flying saucers on the horizon.
Well, everybody knows you can't mess with pictures, so.
And everyone knows that everything that's in the air is a flying saucer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a weather balloon, or it couldn't be a plane or anything else. He admits it's his first UFO sighting. He said it was a special moment for Dad. First of all, you haven't been a dad in a long time. And secondly, they're not UFOs. Well, I guess technically they are, because that means
unidentified
flying object.
But you know, when he says it, he means aliens.
He tweeted it, so you can find it if you follow Billy Ray Cyrus on Twitter.
Or not.
Kim Kardashian is so excited about her new role in the upcoming Perry?
Perry.
I almost said Tyler Durden. I don't think he's making any movies.
Boobs.
Tyler Perry movie, The Marriage Counselor. That she has decided to put her energies into becoming a full-time silver screen star.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That's what she's going to be now. She's going to be a movie star.
Giant size cans.
Friends tell AbsoluteNow.com that she wants to be the next Angelina Jolie and wants to take over the starring role in the Tomb Raider franchise. She wants to be the new Lara Croft.
Easy.
Friends say she's so serious about it, she is looking into producing the film herself. And starring as Lara Croft in the next Tomb Raider.
Please do that. Please do that. That would be awesome.
Be one of the funniest movies of all time, I guarantee you.
She's not in any kind of shape like that. That role is
an action.
Kick-ass. It's almost like a superhero
thing. She'd just be strolling through pyramids and stuff. Bang, bang, bang.
Just looking
look,
hot.
I found something here. It is an architectural dream come true.
Look at my boobs.
She does have the boobs for Lara Croft,
though. She does.
Got that. While we're talking about the Kardashian crew, they're going to start selling even more crap to us. I'm guessing through Sears. They have just patented the name, the Kardashian Collection Home.
Home?
Yes.
They're selling houses?
No. Bath mats, hand towels, pillow covers, sheets, golf towels, football towels, linens, candlesticks, beer mugs, flatware, kitchen knives, picture frames, window blinds, apparently are all covered under that brand.
Is anyone in this room the type of person who will need a candlestick or whatever you said, a picture frame, and you would buy it because it has someone's name on it?
I'll buy it for you for Christmas.
No, I'm saying for real, though, because I'll just give that away to someone.
I'm going to get you Kardashian curtains.
Yes.
I mean, do you?
With Chloe's face all over them.
If they had Chloe's face on, I'd get them.
Yeah. But. It's just the brand, you know. This stuff isn't
they
even...
They make so much money off that stuff.
Oh, a ton. Their clothing collection at Sears is a huge hit, so I can imagine that's why they're moving into another line.
Yeah. But,
wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Lohan family not doing nearly as well. You know, Lindsay's struggling with her legal issues. She's down there at the morgue.
She's got infusion of cash now, though.
That's right. She's been taking some nudie pictures for Playboy, which is nice. Michael Lohan, however, is behind bars yet again.
Oh, what'd he do now?
Oh, man.
Father of Lindsay was arrested on domestic violence charges early yesterday morning with his on-and-off-again girlfriend, Kate Major.
Dr. Drew told him.
Yeah, in celebrity
stay
rehab.
Stay away from her.
He's like, you must be addicted to drama. You've got to cut that back. And he just...
chalk up another one for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I don't think Dr. Drew wants to be right with that stuff, but...
apparently, Kate alleges Michael confronted her, pushed her multiple times, squeezed her arms, threatened to throw her off a fourth-floor balcony, and smashed her cell phone.
Wow.
Michael was taken into custody in Tampa, Florida. And he had to be taken to the emergency room because apparently he was suffering from chest pains.
Sure.
God, that happened on the show too, remember?
But now he is in jail, so...
you know, if things work out right, he could spend more time with his daughter, finally. You know, she goes to jail.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's in jail.
They can go in the family plan.
Yeah, maybe at some point they'll be in the same jail.
That's a nice idea. And Chaz Bono last night was voted off of Dancing with the Stars.
That. What?
He left gracefully, saying, I took so much away from this. It really pushed me and showed me that I could do so much more than I ever thought I could. I wanted to show America a different kind of man. Well, you certainly did, Chaz Bono. You certainly did.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jacqueline Smith, one of the lovely and talented Charlie's Angels, one of the original Charlie's Angels, the show that lasted.
That one that was on?
The one that was on television.
Four episodes?
She is 66 years old today. I got to tell you, she looks pretty terrific for 66.
Amazing, yeah.
Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune. He is 65. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton celebrates her 64th birthday. Bootsy Collins! Bootsy!
Bootsy.
I love Bootsy. He's 60 years old. Actress Rita Wilson, who's also married to Tom Hanks, is 55 years old. Dylan McDermott of The Practice and now from American Horror Story. Anybody watching that?
No.
Did you see the first one? Did you watch the first one?
Half.
Man.
Really?
They got some problems over there.
I got them taped, but I haven't had time to go through them.
He's 50 years old today. He's in good shape for 50, I'll tell you. Did you see him when he expressed himself on the show?
Yes,
did you see
that part?
Whoa,
yes,
whoa.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, what kind of show is this?
First episode. He's butt naked, expressing himself in his office, and then he burst into tears afterwards. It's the most horrifying moment of the whole show for me.
Nope.
I'm not saying something. Cary Elwes from Princess Bride, 49 years old today. Tom Cavanaugh played Ed. Remember how much we loved Ed when that show on the air? Good show. 43 years old today. Seth MacFarlane,
my buddy
and boss over at Family Guy. He is 38 years old today. By the way, speaking of Family Guy, this Sunday's episode on Fox features yours truly in my first big-time guest star role on Family Guy.
Really?
I play the lead character in the episode this Sunday.
Awesome.
So you should tune in and watch. It's very entertaining.
You've done voices for a long time.
I've done little bits and pieces of characters almost every episode for years now. But they found a character, and I gave them a voice that they liked so much that they made me the lead character in the episode. So I'm very proud of it. I play Quagmire's sister's abusive boyfriend.
Oh, no.
You are getting typecast.
I am so abusive that Peter and Quagmire and Joe decide to take me out on a hunting trip with the plans of murdering me in the forest and leaving me there. That's the premise.
It's Bobby.
No, it's not Bobby.
It's not Bobby.
Bobby-ish.
Okay. This Sunday's Family Guy,
congratulations.
I respectfully ask you to check it out. He is 38 years old today, Seth is, and John Heater from Napoleon Dynamite fame, 34. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 29 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm really going to try and talk everybody out of liking Halloween Spooks next.
Oh, that's
it's driving me crazy.
We love that song.
Wait till you hear their other music. Wait till you hear their
all
other
right,
music.
All right.
That makes Halloween Spooks sound like the best song ever. That group's driving me crazy. First, a few emails. We had Snooki on the show, and it was hotly debated whether we should or not. I, Kevin, am the bad one who said yes. And I got this email right after it from Bobby. Wow. You guys just, wow.
Yeah, that's about it.
I accept your scorn. It was a mistake.
Yeah, we will not do it again.
It was bad radio. I'm to blame. You are correct. Bad first dates. I was taken to play putt-putt on a first date. He brought his own golf putter to play.
Yes.
So putt-putt, bad, you know, all right, maybe it's fun, maybe you're going to drink, whatever. Brought his own putter.
He has his own putter.
And he brought his younger brother with us.
Oh.
So that happened. That's a listener daily from Dallas. Jackal. So thank you for listening online. Bad first dates. My first date was a guy took me couch shopping for himself. Needless to say, it was the first and last date.
Wow.
Like at IKEA or whatever, just walking around. We did a topic of too old to trick or treat. At my house, anyone who looks over 18 was pretty generous.
That's pretty old, yeah.
Because we were talking 14, 15, 16. Or has a baby in a stroller, gets condoms instead of candy. And by the way, if you drive up, park, and get out of your truck and ask for candy, you're too old.
Yeah, good point.
I'd say that's probably safe to say. Psycho Mike was talking a few minutes ago about people coming from other neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Psycho Mike has me rolling on the floor. I'm getting fired for this for sure. But he's right. Kids from Oxnard go to Camarillo, Westlake, Thousand Oaks for the nice candy because it's a nicer hood. Happens all the time.
Sure.
And finally, I don't know if you heard the Ashton Kutcher tape from yesterday. This is him just staring into a webcam, and he's just talking about the truth, and it doesn't even make sense what he's talking about. Listen to what
I was reading a piece of text the other night by a Kabbalist named Yehuda Ashlag, and he was actually speaking about the bastardizing of religion, spirituality.
Don't you look back at that and go, maybe take two?
Yeah.
You know, don't you watch
Let's
it back?
Figure out what I want to say first.
Good morning or good night, depending on where you are. This email begins, which is a reference to that video. Psycho Mike makes a good point, but I need to know the candy threshold to make an informed decision. Sincerely, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. So, thank you for your email. You're wrong on Halloween. Halloween time, Bean always pulls out the Halloween spooks.
Woo!
That song blows.
Where is it? Let's play a little bit of it.
I'm going to play other songs by the same group. Now, I did a little research. I didn't know who it was. I just knew, like, my gut told me, this is the devil's music. You know how you hate country music?
Yes.
All country music.
Yeah.
It just can't pop. And most of the time I can go, look, I don't like the Beatles, but I understand their influence. I understand why people like them. It's not for me, but mm-hmm. it's for everyone else. In this particular case, and with country music, you can't understand how one person likes it. That's how I feel about this particular music. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross.
L-H-R! L-H-R!
No one called him L-H-R.
L-H-R. Oh, yeah, that's how it was big.
Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, and I put up a post of a video that somebody tweeted me, and it's by this group. And I'm just going to play a few other songs by them and see if you really still like this group. The first one is called Cloudburst.
Baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet turtle dove, pretty baby. I want me satisfied till you play here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrific, too. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you believe me, baby, because it's certainly do.
Yeah! Oh, come on! That's awesome.
You're out, right?
I mean, I am so in.
Awesome. What, good?
I love jazz, and that kind of vocal dexterity is remarkable.
It is impressive.
You just hate them because you can't speak slowly and get the words right, and they're racing through it and nailing it.
I will agree with you that I can't speak slowly and get the words
right.
Right. But I don't hate them because of that.
Oh, come on.
I
that
hate them because that swings.
That swings.
How about this? Tell me this isn't a first take, and then the engineer goes, let's try it again. That didn't come out right. This is called Summertime.
In the summertime, living's mighty easy to do. The fish are jumping, yes indeed.
The cotton is high.
I like that.
Come on
actually.
Now.
Come on, they're not even trying. You like
I
it too?
Like
they're not trying. They're great.
You can't like it.
I do, and they're awesome.
You can't like it.
Don't you just like jazz in general? Jazz is just great.
I don't like jazz in general. This, to me, is worse than that.
Oh, come on.
Because they'll start singing that, and then they'll do that scat thing for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes. There's no song.
That's the improvisational nature of jazz singing.
Here's where they tell us about how much they like beans, and where you can find beans, and what kind of beans you can find at the farmer's market.
Useful and informational.
They are the finest beans, pools of beans. They are the best beans that you can find in this or any other marketplace. What are you trying to prove with all your talk of beans? Yes, I know that they look crazy, but they're just beans.
All right, I'd just like to point out, talking about buying beans at a farmer's market.
Swinging, daddy-o.
Only beans, and they will have to go because it's something you should know them all. I think the beans are great, but you can leave them all by way because they're not my favorite dish.
You still with it?
Yes, very much so.
Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
I thought you were going to come in and go, you're right, they suck.
They're great.
Oh, it's unacceptable.
I want to buy a Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross album now.
It's unacceptable.
I like greens, but can't stand beans, and I cannot bear to have those seeds enough. And I will tell you furthermore that the my feelings are.
Now we understand what our feelings are on beans.
Chicks, jelly beans.
Yeah, they're just fit for queens.
You guys are messing with me.
Listen to that baseline. You guys are... walk that bass and that great jazz drumming behind it.
But
that's great.
You're just doing this to make good radio because it's driving me out of my mind.
This is awesome stuff.
Oh, Ralph, that's not true.
I listen to jazz all the time in the car. It's great. Great driving music. It's very peppy. Kind of.
This is the kind of bean I like. Come on.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So somebody tweeted me a link to a video, and I put this up online. It's called Boppity Bop or Boppity Bip or Boppity something.
Bippity Boppity Boo.
It's about a motorcycle, as they say, motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, I watched this, and I was literally just seething. I was so angry. I was like, this exists.
Wow.
And
Kevin,
people like it.
How can you not love jazz?
Dude, same thing with you and country, though.
But jazz is the ultimate American art
form.
That's
what everyone says.
The only music form that is indigenous to America.
Whatever. So what?
So you hate USA. You hate the USA.
I love
you hate
the USA.
America, apparently.
That doesn't make
you
this music
America.
Good. There's a lot of music that comes and
now
goes.
That I know you hate America. It all makes sense.
I don't hate America.
Well, apparently you
listen
do.
To Boppity Bippity Bop and tell me that this is good. Stop dancing!
Sorry.
I already said this. Okay, now, from this point on...
you're ruining it by stopping it.
Oh, I'm ruining
yes.
it. This effing sucks.
Oh,
you have
Kevin.
To move when you
yeah,
hear it.
Exactly.
From now on, I just want you guys... Now, that was the song. Now they do their scatological thing.
It's not scatological.
It's scatological.
It is not scatological.
That's what it's called.
No, it's not.
It's what's it called?
Scatting.
Yeah, not short for scatological.
No, scatological has something to do with something else.
It has to do with poop.
No.
Pop, pop. Pop, pop. Pop, pop. Pop, pop.
Really?
Yes.
Lisa?
Gotta dance.
Oh, F you. Those harmonies. What's this? What is it?
Hurrah. Hurrah. Hurrah.
Hurrah.
Baba do it, little bit up, do it.
You guys are effing with me, right?
No, it's like if a jazz trumpeter were to do a solo or a drummer to
like
do
it.
A drum break or
right.
a drum solo.
They sure can't do it with their mouth.
This is vocal. This is a vocal
right.
impromptu jazz solo.
Heard it? Heard it enough? Let's
awesome.
Get back into the chorus.
All
right, heard that. What else you got?
I swear to God, I pictured this whole thing going so differently. I would come in and I would play it, and everybody would go, "Wow, you're right, they suck."
Because now that you're listening to it, you realize it swings,
oh,
Daddy-O.
Oh no, it's driving me crazy.
Don't be so square, man.
If I kill someone today, everyone's gonna know why. All right, you can do the doo-bop thing. What else you got? You guys are effing with
me.
Seriously.
Awesome. That's so impressive.
Lisa likes it. Beer Mug's lying. I know for a fact he's lying.
No way. It puts me right back into the 1920s.
You weren't in the 1920s.
Reminds me of growing up a black kid in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were not a black kid in Chicago.
I was a black child
in
Chicago.
You guys are all effing with me just to make me mad, aren't you?
I dig it. I dig it, Daddy-O.
I dig it the most. And don't call me Daddy-O.
Scooby-bop.
Stop. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we're going to tell you about Courtney Stodden. I don't know if you've seen her. She's the 17-year-old. She's married to a 51-year-old.
She's the best.
Her tweets are magic.
I wish I was Doug Hutchinson.
No, you
17-year-old
don't.
Child bride.
They got kicked out of a pumpkin patch.
She dresses like a whore.
And tweets like a whore.
Oh,
and then
so
quotes
great.
Bible verses. I don't know what's going on with her.
Banging a 17-year-old all day long. That's all he does.
Plus, worst Halloween costumes. And later, we got to talk to Omar's wife about his couple's baby shower, which is the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
And then we'll be playing more of the hits of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross,
never
I think, later
happen.
On the show.
Not going to happen
ever. Told
me
that I was out of my head. Nope. Hey, how about this? How about the... We forgot about the classic.
The classic?
This is the thing that kicked it all off for us.
Me too. It made me
Halloween,
realize how much
Halloween,
they blow.
New Halloween. Ghostly things are going to happen.
Stop it.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
almost that time of year.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
I can't find a lamp for the life of me. And it's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Stop it.
Come on, Kevin, you gotta
stop it.
This is classic.
I'm not entertained by these people going, I can do that.
It's funny, the songs you brought in the last break to mock this group were much better than this one.
It's all the same.
It's not all the same.
Wall of crappy noise.
I just want to get a little Halloween spooks out there.
Because I'm afraid, right. You know, Halloween's right around the corner. Yep. You wouldn't play it.
Well, I sure would hate to have that happen.
I didn't step in. Do the right thing.
Song blows.
Awesome.
Wrong with you people.
Let's do breakfast with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
Yes! We'll do that on Saturday morning. I'll meet you there.
Man. Why do you hate everything good?
Why does Kevin hate
all things good?
Please. Song blows.
You like rap music.
I do.
Without scat, there's no rap. That's the beginning of it right there. That's where it all comes from. That's the life spring. That's the cradle of birth.
Is that supposed to turn me around on it?
Yes.
It blows.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
CBS has announced that they are renewing two of their new shows, for full seasons. Unforgettable with Poppy Montgomery. She's a detective who can remember everything. Does anyone watch that show?
Kept forgetting to.
Hey! Lisa watches everything new.
I did not watch that.
That's file worthy.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Kept forgetting to. We were watching a commercial. I don't know. My wife and I were watching something last night, and so the show came on. She goes, "What's that show?" I said, "Oh, that's Poppy Montgomery. I love her. She was from." CSI New York or missing kids.
Cold Case?
No.
No.
What was the one with the missing persons?
There's so many.
The one with
missing persons.
Anthony LaPaglia.
Sure doesn't
matter. Can't help you.
Anyway,
never watched it.
She was on that. Now she's got this show.
Don't even start.
And she's hot, right?
Mugs is going to start looking.
And so she runs around in this tank top the whole time. She's solving crimes.
Sweet. Really?
She's like, oh, what is this? I said, it's unforgettable. Poppy Montgomery. She looks so hot. I said, she is a detective who remembers everything. She's got perfect, total recall. And my wife says, does she fight crime in that tank top the whole time?
Yes.
She does.
Yes.
And I said, why do you hate smart women? That's what it came down to.
It's called Without a Trace, I mean.
Without a Trace. That's where she comes from, and now she's got her own show. Look at her. She's so hot.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you watch that show?
She did a TV movie based on Marilyn Monroe, and she did a brilliant performance as Marilyn Monroe. That's how I first discovered her. Look at her. Australian. Hot. I don't watch it.
I knew it.
I got a full plate.
She's all right.
My TV is all loaded up.
Yeah, mine too.
It's hard to force stuff in that you're going to watch regularly.
There's lots of shows I would like to watch, and I'm backed up on The Mentalist by 5 episodes.
Yeah, I'm glad on The Mentalist too. It's a good show, though.
Person of Interest also picked up for a full season.
Love that.
Jim Caviezel and Michael Strahan. No.
Nope.
Michael Motorcycle.
The guy that played Michael. No, what was
no,
his name?
Ben.
The guy that played Ben.
Michael Emerson.
Michael Emerson.
That's right.
That's what I'm being told. Chip is correcting me in the headphones every
She's
5 seconds.
Furiously doing research. Look at Poppy Montgomery. Look at her.
I know.
Yeah. So, congratulations to those shows. They've been picked up. I'm telling you, I'm going to start watching Unforgettable.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yes.
You watch Homeland?
I don't watch Homeland.
That's a great show.
I want to watch it. I just can't.
That's worth kicking something else out for.
I don't know. I'm
you make
just
me a
so
list of the shows
up.
You watch every week.
So full up.
We'll figure one out to drop.
I got Castle still behind me and stuff.
Fine.
I got houses. I got things, all kinds of things to watch.
But Homeland. Showtime.
Here's some interesting news.
After Dexter.
Metallica wants to make a movie.
All right. Not a concert movie?
It is a concert movie.
Oh, it is, okay.
But they have contacted Charlotte Hudgens, She was the producer behind the 3D hit Journey to the Center of the Earth. It was a smash hit kids movie in 3D. Metallica wants to be on the big screen in 3D.
A 3D concert movie.
Yeah. That'd be a cool idea.
Yes, it would.
I look forward to that. More music news. Steven Tyler, man, he should just give it up. He should just quit.
Why?
He had yet another accident. This time, it wasn't on stage. Remember, he went off a stage and broke his collarbone, broke his shoulder?
Oh, right.
Now, he was in Paraguay, apparently, touring, and he slipped and fell in the shower in the hotel bathroom.
Oh.
I can barely even tell this story. And knocked out his two front teeth.
Oh, my God.
On the tub. He had 4 hours of emergency dental surgery at the local hospital there in Paraguay.
He had plenty of time to come up with a better story.
How dare you,
what
sir?
What a terrible way to get hurt. Don't you make up something that's more manly?
I can't even imagine the pain and going through all that.
Knocked out your front teeth.
Anyway, they obviously had to cancel their concert in Paraguay, which is a stop on the band's tour of Latin America.
But, you hear him singing his songs with no front teeth?
Love you now, love faithful. Living it up when I'm going down. Flopping him down the fader.
Today's celebrity birthdays. John Heder. Napoleon Dynamite, Blades of Glory. How funny is Blades of Glory, by the way?
It's a great movie.
Boy, is that a funny film. 34 years old today. Tom Cavanaugh, who was Ed on the TV series of the same name, is 43. Natalie Merchant. She was in the band, the 10,000 Maniacs.
Yes.
Ha! 48 years old today. Carrie Elwes, actor and now soon-to-be director, is 49. Dylan McDermott from American Horror Story and The Practice is 50. Rita Wilson, actress and wife of Tom Hanks, is 55. Bootsy Collins celebrates his 60th birthday today. Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune is 65. Jacqueline Smith is 66. And my buddy, writer, director, mogul, Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy and American Dad. He is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We're going to talk worst Halloween costumes coming up in a few minutes. Plus, okay, we got a brand new internet roundup for you, and we're going to talk to Omar's wife. Somebody heard yesterday at this time we were talking about a couple's baby shower.
That is the trend.
That's a bad trend. So we're going to talk to her and see if we can talk her out of it. I don't know if you know the name Courtney Stodden. You've probably heard random stories about her. This is a girl that was 16 when she married 51-year-old Doug. I believe his name is Hutchinson. He's the guy who, when they went back in the 70s, on Lost, he ran the Dharma Initiative.
He was also in the Green Mile.
Horace was his name. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was in the Green Mile. Mm-hmm. 51, 16.
Yeah.
So
her parents gave the big thumbs up.
Parents said, yeah, that's a great idea. So they got married. Now she's 17. And you need to follow her on Twitter because, it's hard to... She's pretty hot.
She is.
She's relatively hot, right?
Yeah.
But she tries way too hard. And her tweets are all just weird gobbledygook about how the sun is shining and how beautiful it's glistening off of her body. It's really like, it's creepy, weird, funny, but she really finds herself super attractive.
Yeah.
And they went to a pumpkin patch. Well, let's talk to her. We actually have Courtney on the line.
Didn't know that.
And we can ask her what's going on. Courtney?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm sensuous and seductive and salacious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try too hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about the pumpkin patch. What happened there? Because you got kicked out.
Our love is too much for some people to handle.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people don't like to see our love set the world on fire.
Well, you were in a pumpkin patch, which
yes,
is generally...
a pumpkin patch of love.
Right, but generally children are there, so I don't think they were happy about you.
What's wrong with children seeing love?
You and Grandpa, you were making out, and he was groping you. It was pretty...
icky.
For kids.
My pulchritudinous pumpkin was purveyed by all people who...
I don't know what...
Pick a pack of pickled peppers.
I don't know what that means. Don't try too hard is what I'm saying, Courtney. You're relatively hot.
I can't. I'm just as God made me. I'm full of love and sensuality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, by any chance, have any of your tweets available? Because I was just telling the people your tweets are pretty spectacular.
The people who follow me love my tweets.
I follow you, and I love your tweets as well.
Yes.
But they're funny to me. But go ahead.
The daring deliciousness of the day is delicately dominating my down and dirty demeanor. Mm-hmm.
That's
rawr.
She tweets that.
Really?
Yes. And that's typical. What else you got? You got more?
Baking my body on the beach in a bright white busty bikini while feeling bodacious.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going over the top is our concern. You could back it off a little. You're still hot.
Exotically crawling through such a kittenish day as my saucy senses playfully pounce on every single frisky fantasy that comes my way. Rawr!
Stop writing rawr, by the way.
Is this, supposed to be poetry?
Was irresistibly immersed inside of such a sultry, intensified day. Now I'm ready for some deliciously wild dreams. Meow!
Oh, man.
What is... Why?
And then, this is really awful.
It's like 9 out of 10 are like this.
This is terrible.
And then she'll quote a Bible verse.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't make any sense.
In the kitchen, whipping up some syrupy slits before bouncing into bed for a sweet and finger-licking night.
Oh, come on now.
What are syrupy splits?
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, you don't have to make making dinner sexy.
It's kind of gross.
Tastily trotted through such a delicious day as the sun sweetly shined upon my body and kissed it like a piece of chocolate-coated candy. Mm-hmm.
How are your days so much better than our days?
Mm-hmm.
That's not an answer.
That's a really good question.
That isn't an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I go out every day. I like it. I like the sun. It doesn't lick off my glistening body, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stop saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk about Halloween costumes.
Right around the corner. Monday. Next Monday. Less from a week away. Halloween.
Everybody, of course, is thinking about Halloween, and we advise the costume shop. It has a fantastic inventory of over 40,000 costumes.
Is that in Glendale?
Yeah. You walk in there, you just look around from Renaissance to Star Wars. Costumes are beautiful, sexy, scary, and silly. And it's the costume shop. The best prices in town. Remember, it's more fun in the costume shop.
You want to tell people where they can go there? Or is there an email, a website, or a phone number or something?
Wish I had that info.
Just the costume shop.
Okay,
look for the costume shop. Try to find that.
I don't have that information.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, the one in Glendale on Doran, I think they also do theatrical costumes for theaters and stuff. So they have like really high-end, well-made stuff. This isn't usual like crappy Halloween costume stuff. These people work in the theatrical industry the rest of the year, and then they rent their stuff out for Halloween. So
746 West Doran Street, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale.
There you go.
All right.
But here's the thing. Most people will be celebrating on Saturday,
right?
You know, at the parties and stuff. We're having our Dead Man's Ball, and everyone's having their house parties and things like that. So people this week, you're scrambling for a costume. You got to come up with something if you're going to go to a costume party.
And nothing sounds good, so you're just trying to figure out what sounds good. But mm-hmm. I have a top 10 list of the worst Halloween costumes for 2011.
What to avoid.
I mean, really, this is... Some of these need to be said. It's a shame they need to be said, but they do.
If you're thinking of going as any of these, you really need to reconsider, because these costumes will make people hate you immediately.
Yeah.
And you probably have that problem enough as it is. So you don't want to add to it by dressing up as something super annoying or super cliched or super unfunny, and you walk into the party and you're like, oh, there's that guy.
Number 10 is Santa Claus.
Nah.
Who does that?
I've seen him. It's a sloppy, lazy costume. And everyone hates you because, first of all, everyone hates the fact that Christmas decorations are already in the stores and it's Halloween, and you're just driving that subject home. Yeah. So don't do that.
Number 9 is journalist.
Journalist?
Don't wear a fedora. A lot of people just wear a fedora and like
they stick
a camera.
Press in it, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
A camera around their neck. I think it all comes down to laziness.
Lisa.
I mean, really.
All my costumes.
Lisa.
Everything I've ever
keys.
Done is lazy.
Number 8 is a TV character from an old TV show, like, what's his name?
Urkel.
Urkel, yeah. Yeah. You don't need to go as Urkel.
No.
Most people wouldn't even know who that was.
I agree.
Now.
Funny lazy costume is another one. That's where you're wearing
me.
A shirt that says, this is my costume.
This is my costume.
I had a black shirt with socks, stuck on it, and I was static cling.
You want a static cling.
I did. I am all
remember
about
Lisa
what's
just
easy
wore
and what's in my house.
With cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve and carried
and
a bunch of keys.
And keys. And
we're like,
my
what
glasses.
Are you supposed to be? Oh, I'm a lesbian. What?
If people have to ask you what you are,
you fail.
You may have failed. We're going to take your calls too at 1-800-520-1067 of costumes that really you don't want to see anyone in.
Most annoying of costumes of the year. What do you, when this person walks into the party, you go, oh, I can't believe this douchebag made that choice.
Half a costume. They say a lot of people do that. They dress up from the waist up, but then they're just wearing jeans or whatever.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's like, yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Dave, the King of Mexico, wore a robe one year, just a robe. And he said, oh, I'm a porn star before he goes to work.
Right.
F you.
And still you go, well, okay.
Lazy effer.
Yeah, it's all about being lazy. Don't go as a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Really, I mean, see
done,
the picture
done,
of the
can.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Or any can. Don't go as Dr.
Don't
Pepper.
As
don't go as Coke. Don't go as a can of anything.
Now, they say in this particular one, current news. Don't go as anything in the current news.
Oh,
but
come on. That can be fun.
I agree.
There's a window of opportunity.
Yes. But it closes quickly.
Yes. If it happens like this week, you can go as it.
Yes.
But if it happened 6 months ago and it was white hot, at that moment, but now it's already sort of fading.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I agree.
Sarah Palin.
Done.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
You are not going to walk around saying winning and make any friends.
Yeah.
So if you were thinking about going as Charlie Sheen, stop it. And the number one one is a sexy thing that's not sexy. They try to take, like, whatever is not sexy and sex it up.
Yeah. Don't go with sexy Big Bird.
Right. They have them.
They
have
do?
Them.
Yeah. They've got a line now for girls of sexy Sesame Street characters. Sexy Cookie Monster. Sexy Elmo. I F you not. This is
Elmo.
These are actual costumes.
If you're going to dress up sexy, go with the Catholic schoolgirl, whatever. It doesn't
a ton of sexy.
Of course it's cliche. But if you look good in the outfit, wear it.
But they're classics. The sexy nurse, the sexy Catholic schoolgirl, the sexy devil, sexy angel. These are all classics.
All great.
You don't have to go as the sexy mutant ninja turtle. That's just not sexy.
by its very nature, it's not sexy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Nestor, who has something that he does not want to see.
Okay.
This Halloween. Hi, Nestor.
Hey. Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Bad Halloween costumes. What do you not want to see?
The guy dressed as a giant penis.
Always.
No one wants to see that.
Always a couple of those.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Or the guy going as the Flasher who wears the trench coat, but then he opens it up and he's got the giant, you know, made out of yarn penis or something with the
yarn.
Yeah, it's like yarn pubic hair and then like a big floppy fabric penis and it's supposed to be hilarious.
I've never seen that, but if I see that person, I'm going to drop kick them this year.
Yes, you have my permission.
That certainly is your first instinct. Let's go to Manuel. Manuel, hello. Hello, Manuel.
It's probably Manuel, I'm thinking.
Hello, Manuel. Oh, I'm at the wrong line. That's the problem here. Manuel.
No matter.
Manuel.
Hi there.
Sorry, dude.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What costume is annoying to you that you don't want to see again this year at a party?
Well, the one thing that I've seen in high school is that what I did in 10th grade, I dressed up as an overweight stripper. I had this costume that had the boobs and the butt and the little tassels on the nipples.
Yeah.
But then after a while, people just kind of got lazy. They liked the idea. It was funny to them, you know. I had the fro and everything. But after a while, guys were just dressing up as girls.
Yeah,
and
that happens
had
a lot.
Big legs and a skirt, and I'm like, dude, no. You know, there was even guys that I was in my football team that were dressing up as girls. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
not cool.
You know, here's the thing about girls. Plenty of them.
Yeah.
There's plenty of girls.
Look better than the guys.
Look a lot better than the guys. And by the way, that surprise of, hey, wow, hey, oh,
you're dressed as a woman. That's so funny. I would give someone a pass if they go as a female character. Like if a guy dresses up as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark or something, if there's a specific character you're shooting for, sometimes that can be interesting.
Yeah. I'd rather have a girl dress up as Elvira, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually, would, too.
Actually, my mom made me actually wear that in 4th grade. She told me to dress up as Elvira that she thought was funny. I personally thought it was kind of weird, but she's like, no, dress up. It'll be funny. Trust me. I'm like, fine. I'll dress up like that. And I dressed up, and she told me that I look like her.
Oh, man.
Manuel, you're doing a lot of cross-dressing in your life. There's a lot of stories about you in women's clothing. No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
But this is just a continuation of normal day for you, right?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm just saying there's a pattern.
I agree.
A pattern.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We got a lot of people on hold, stuff they don't want to see. So hold on, and we'll take your calls when we get back on the Kevin. This is the Kevin and Bean Show coming up in the next hour. We got a brand new internet roundup for you, and we're going to talk to Omar's wife about his couple's baby shower. We got to try and nip that in the bud, get that stopped immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't know how successful we're going to be. Right now, we're talking about bad Halloween costumes.
Worst Halloween costumes. These are the ones that just make you infuriated when you see them at the party. Just annoying. They didn't put any work in, or they're just out of line, or they're just way too old. This one comes, email comes from Mark. I have to admit it, but a few years when I was younger, I did get away with being an undercover cop. I would just keep a badge in my pocket. No, F you. F you, you lazy F.
You think you got away with it.
That's in the category of I'm too lazy to do something real.
Tim writes, I hate the guy who draws a lightning bolt on his head in normal clothes and fake glasses and says he's Harry Potter. Yeah, Harry Potter, that time has come and gone.
Yeah.
There's no more books. She's finished writing the character. The movies are over.
The kids are 50.
It is beyond. Beyond that window, as we talked about, when something is white hot.
I would say even if it's done well, the time has passed.
Yes. Absolutely. Time is gone.
And by the way, we're talking about kids that are, what, 10 and above? Kids that are under, who cares? They can go as anything they want. If they're into Harry Potter, they go into Harry Potter.
No, sure, yeah. When they're trick-or-treating. We're talking about, like, grown-ups going to parties and stuff. These are the annoying ones.
All right. Let's start with what I think is probably going to be the biggest costume of the year. And that's driving Yousef crazy. Hi, Yousef.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you not want to see?
anybody from the cast of The Jersey Shore.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah. That'll be huge.
That is also a time that has passed.
Do you think...
Like the not-so-famous ones. Like, give me a break.
I'm Sammy.
Somebody's going to Sammy?
Don't you think... My initial reaction to that was that's probably going to be the number one costume this
How
year.
Could it be?
I don't know.
It's 5 seasons old now. I mean, when the show first came on, maybe you could put it on.
I'm telling you. I'm
with you, Yusuf. That's horrible. Anyone in Jersey Shore needs a slap.
For sure.
But not a real literal slap.
No, literally a slap.
No, yeah. What we're all saying
no,
is
I'm saying
figuratively.
Slap 'em. I'm saying slap them.
Maybe say something that's a verbal slap.
Nope. Slap.
Let's
to
go,
the genitals.
Let's go to
genital slap.
Let's go to Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, Yamin?
What do you not want to see?
For the last 3 years, I've seen Chris Hansen, To Catch a Predator, guys.
How do they do that?
How do they do that, exactly?
They have a suit on?
They have a little thing that says NBC, and they walk up to you, and they're like, hey, why don't you have a seat over there?
No. Slap.
You're free to leave now.
Slap. All right. Genital slap.
I'm horny for you.
All right. Yeah, we don't need that. All right. Let's go to Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hey. So the costume that I hate the most is when girls slap on any black dress they have and put on some eyeliner whiskers and call themselves a sexy cat.
I'm a cat.
That pisses me off. It's the biggest cop-out ever.
They draw a little black dot on the end of their nose. I'm a cat. Yeah. Meow.
But they got their clubbing dress on.
But I'm sorry, doesn't it depend on the girl?
No, Kevin, it doesn't.
It does for me.
Little effort is all we're asking.
I'm saying if you're hot enough, you can get away with that. But all right,
I'm with you, Natalie.
I hear you, Natalie.
We got a Matt on line 4 because he has touched on really one of my pet peeves of all time.
Hi, Matt.
This never works for me, Matt.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's me. Hello.
Talk about the worst Halloween costumes at parties.
I can't stand when couples dress up together, and my least favorite one is the one where they have the electrical socket and the guy dresses up as the plug around his penis.
Thank
and the
you.
The electrical socket.
Yes.
I don't wanna kick those people in the face.
No couples costumes. No plug and the outlet. No ketchup and mustard. No nut and bolt.
No king and queen.
No
cards,
king and
none of that.
Queen cards. Exactly. No king and queen of diamonds. F you, couples. Stop it.
Absolutely. Do you guys think that ever comes from a guy where they go, "We should match"?
I doubt it.
Probably I mean, that's
probably
a,
not.
That's a girl thing.
He's denied lots of stuff if he says no.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Matt. Thank you. That's a great call.
Hate those.
Let's go to Danny, who seems to be upset about one I wouldn't have thought of. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I'm in the Navy, and it really annoys me. My friends will show up to my Halloween parties dressed in their uniform.
That is lazy.
Wait, they're in the Navy, though.
They've got the uniforms. That's what they wear.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we wear that like on a daily basis.
Right.
And don't show up to a party wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I bet it works.
Yeah, they're trying to get laid.
Like Kevin showing up in his shorts and a striped shirt.
How dare you?
I'm a DJ.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. No, I agree, Danny. That's bad.
My clothing is great.
No, it's not.
Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. What do you not want to see this Halloween?
Well, the douchebag in the doctor's overcoat that's got a homemade sign hanging around his neck that says free breast exam.
Oh, yep.
One of the worst.
Yes. I agree.
And then the guy that has this makeshift nightstand built around his head, and everybody's like, what the hell are you? Oh, I'm a one-night stand. No, I will burn that man.
You'll burn him.
You'll light him on fire.
I will set him afire.
That seems worse than slapping.
Why not? Any pun costumes are rough. Any puns are
that's pretty
true.
Tough to pull
very
off,
true.
Yeah. But, yeah. Bob, no physical. I mean, we're not saying really light
no,
up.
We
we're
are, Bob. Set him on fire. You're no, absolutely
we're
right.
We're saying figuratively
well,
set him.
I'm pointing to my forehead to yours right now.
God bless you, buddy. God bless you. Get yourself some lighter fluid and a Zippo.
Don't do that.
Yes, light him on fire.
Let's go to Sheila. She's got an interesting one. I haven't seen many of these, but if I did, I would be quite upset. Hi, Sheila.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I always got weirded out in college when I'd go to a fraternity party, and there'd be guys dressed up as babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They would have like a little fake diaper and you know huge pappy and
a bonnet. They always wear a bonnet because that's
and
funny.
A
oh, yeah. That's always funny. F you, adult babies.
I'm an adult
Stop
guy
it.
That's dressed as a baby. That's freaky. That's
yeah, it always freaks me out.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, thank you. Talking about costumes that may be past. I know there's one more movie coming out, but Shelley,
Edward Cullen, the ultimate twitard. I hate that costume.
Unless he sparkles.
No, even if
he sparkles. If he sparkles, it's funny.
No more Twilight characters. You might as well go as Austin Powers. That's how relevant you are if you're going to go as Edward from Twilight.
Well, no, there's one Twilight
I don't
left.
Care. That ship
saying.
Has sailed.
All right. I hear you. Thank you. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Speaking of stuff that's passed, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh,
seriously still doing that?
Sweet God, yes, you're absolutely right. No more Dog the Bounty Hunter either.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, thank you.
And that's just lazy, too. It's just sunglasses and you rip the sleeves off whatever you're going to wear. Just don't wear sleeves.
Let's go to Jake real quick. Hi, Jake.
Hello, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi.
You don't want to see what?
Well, I actually am something. I kind of pulled a Lisa May. I am three-hole punch Jake.
How'd you do that?
Just three, like, black cardboard, like, just slap it on myself, and I'm three-hole punch Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But wait.
So you got three black holes on your shirt, and that you're a three-hole punch?
Yep.
You have three holes, and you should be punched.
I'm sorry.
Jake,
you have time, dude.
It's only the 26th.
Okay.
So
you have time to rethink it.
Rethink it and go with Edward from Twilight.
Yeah, and Sparkle.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Hell no on that one.
Or I'm sending people to set you on fire and slap your genitals.
Both?
Those are your choices.
Okay.
That's the most egregious costume yet. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That, of course, Blink-182. By the way, we have Angels and Airways coming in on Monday.
We are coming in.
The whole band's coming in. They've added a new member. They're going to world debut a song on Monday.
Member.
To the band.
We've got a member.
A band member.
We've got
right?
Two members now.
They're going to world premiere a song on Monday, so it's going to be fantastic. And I think their album comes out on Tuesday. If you go to krock.com right now or kevinandbean.com, you can see my list of the 10 sexiest women on TV this fall. I've been working hard on this. It's not easy for me, but it is, you know, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for that reason.
Kevin, that is so giving of you.
I go through sexy photos and sexy videos.
Yes.
Today is Minka Kelly, number three.
Is it pretty real, for real now?
Yes.
The real Minka Kelly or the one you first put up? Kevin apparently doesn't know what Minka Kelly looks like.
I know what she looks like.
Kevin was pretty wrecked when he did that.
How could you post the first picture you did of whoever that is and say, this is Minka Kelly, if you know what Minka Kelly looks like?
And when Ralph says the first picture, it's the only one you see in the post before you click the mortar or whatever in the photo gallery. It's the main photo.
Yes.
And apparently it wasn't her.
A lovely girl. I'm not sure what porn company she works for.
She was
but
hot.
She's not Minka Kelly.
Okay,
that much
right.
I know for sure.
We changed it, though.
Holy moly.
Got Minka Kelly. We have a big photo gallery and the Esquire video of the sexiest woman alive, which is really a pretty good video.
Kevin just said, the boobs! Minka Kelly! And just put it up. He didn't even look at her face.
You're right. I was a little wrecked. Number four was Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries. Number six, Kelly Cuoco from Big Bang Theory. Number seven, Lake Bell. Number eight, Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. Number nine, Lindsay Fonseca from Nikita. I don't know if you watch that show. It's a great show.
Oh, she's hot.
And Olivia Wilde from House, so... Two more to go, but you can see all those photos and videos. And this time, I think it's the right photo.
Minka Kelly looks like her.
Dave came in. He's like, you know that's not her, right? Oh, you know that's not Minka Kelly.
Well, you should have a photo of Minka Kelly.
So go check that out now that we have the right photo. It is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
While we're talking about costumes, as we just wore the Halloween costumes for parties, this Saturday at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater, Kevin Smith and I will be doing our Hollywood Babylon Show special Halloween edition.
Ah.
So you're invited to dress up in costume and come down to the show at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. I will be in costume. I don't think Mr. Smith will be. He's always in costume. Every day he's wearing a costume.
Yes.
He wears his hockey jersey and he's just...
What are you going to be now that we've had all the talk about
it? I am not going to disclose it. It is a secret.
Can people slap you if they don't like it?
I think... Yeah, absolutely. I will welcome that because I think they will like it. I think they will get a kick out of it.
Okay.
And I'll bring some pictures
in
on Monday.
But, all right.
So Saturday night, 10 p.m., John Lovitz up at the City Walk at Universal Studios. Come on by. You can get tickets at thelovitz.com or babylonralph.com for more details and tickets. Prizes will be forthcoming. We don't know what we're giving you yet, but it'll be cool. It'll be something cool. I promise.
There's liquor involved.
There always is liquor involved, yes.
And people change when they get drunk. A lot of people get mad. A lot of people get sad.
Yeah.
Ralph gets funnier.
Yeah, and happier. I'm miserable sober. That's the problem.
As he gets more drunk, he's funnier than ever, so you'll love it.
While we're talking about funny drunks, David Hasselhoff's girlfriend had a terrible health scare last week. His girlfriend, Haley Roberts, contracted malaria.
What? Oh, man. Where was she?
She took a trip to South Africa. And somehow...
Did they make you get shots or something for that?
Tons of shots.
Too. As a result, she was put in isolation, had to stay in the hospital for 3 nights. And doctors discovered that her ailment, what they thought was malaria, was in fact a different kind of infection. So she was not quarantined after that fact.
Oh, good.
They said David was, in fact, because when your blood is 73% alcohol, you are pretty much impervious to any sort of infection.
He doesn't need any shots.
No.
Well,
the germs go in and
they
get sterilized. Kelly, Haley, wow. Kaylee Cuoco, you just mentioned her as one of your hottest girls on television. She just announced that she's engaged to her boyfriend, Josh Lazzy, is his nickname, Resnick. Josh?
He's not right for her.
Lazzy Resnick. You don't even know what Lazzy Resnick looks
like.
That's
correct.
Josh reportedly works as an addiction specialist. He's in Dr. Drew's line of work.
All right.
I'm an addiction specialist, too, but on the other side of the aisle.
Right.
I get people started, and then he cures them, I guess. Michael Jackson's number one on the Forbes magazine list of top-earning dead celebrities. They have a list of all the celebrities and how much they earned over the past 12 months, the past year. Michael Jackson, number one, with $170 million in earnings.
In a year.
In a year.
That's pretty good.
It's always surprising to me how many of these celebrities are worth so much more dead than they are alive, because there's no money going out. It's all coming in. They're not spending on anything.
They're spending crazy. Like Michael Jackson used to spend money like crazy.
Yeah.
That's how he got so far behind.
I believe now his state is in the black, so that's good news. Elvis Presley was second on the list with $55 million. Marilyn Monroe.
Wait. Second was 55. First was 170. Wow.
So about triple. Mm. Marilyn Monroe was third with $27 million. It surprises me every year when this list comes out that Marilyn Monroe is third on the list, because really...
How does she make money?
It's photos, right?
It's photos and merchandising. It's t-shirts and posters and collectible plates and all that kind of stuff that dead celebrities sell. But I'm surprised by her continued popularity, because I bet there's a whole generation now of people who have never seen a Marilyn Monroe movie.
I've never seen a Marilyn Monroe movie.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
Never seen one.
You've never seen one?
Uh-huh.
It's Kevin.
I know.
I've seen photos. Hey, I've seen pictures. Come on now.
But she is still an icon. Charles Schulz, the guy who created Peanuts, he made $25 million last year. I guess just on merchandising and licensing. And then
it's crazy that these dead people are making more in 1 year than we will make in our lifetimes.
Isn't it true? There's a tie for fifth place between Elizabeth Taylor and John Lennon. Former Beatle John Lennon. They both made $12 million. So that's your top five dead money-making celebrities. Kim Kardashian wants to be a movie star. She's already got a role in the new Tyler Perry movie, The Marriage Counselor. But friends say now she's dreaming of taking on the role of Lara Croft, the Tomb Raider.
Boobs.
Kim has said she wants to be the next Angelina Jolie, and she thinks that's the perfect role for her.
I don't see her as an ass-kicker.
I don't either.
Angelina Jolie can pull off the I'm a superhero type woman that kicks ass.
And the Tomb Raider is a female Indiana Jones. You got to swing from ropes and jump from things.
Really physical.
Yeah, I don't see her doing that either. Plus, she's an archaeologist. She's got to squeeze into tombs and stuff. How do you get that ass into a tomb? How do you? She's going to get stuck every time she goes on a dig.
Plus, we have to believe she's an archaeologist.
Yes. However, I do think she has the depth to play a video game character. I think she's got that.
Sure.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels, the OG version, 66 years old today. Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune, 65 years old. I don't play a lot of slot machines when I'm in Vegas, but man, I love those Wheel of Fortune.
You always play
machines.
That one?
Oh, I love those things.
I walk by, they all shout, Wheel of Fortune!
The best when you're sitting there and you go, bloo, bloo, bloo. Yeah, I got to spin the wheel!
Nothing.
$20. I just spent $75 to spin the wheel for $20. I did win $1,000 on the wheel, though.
Really?
That's real exciting.
How much did you say you lost over time?
Oh, $20,000. Hillary Rodham Clinton is 64 years old. Bootsy Collins turned 60. Rita Wilson, actress and wife of Tom Hanks, is 55 years old. Dylan McDermott, star of the FX series American Horror Story, is 50 years old today. Carrie Elwes from Saw and Princess Bride. He was the Dread Pirate Roberts in that classic film, 49 years old today. Keith Urban, country singer, is 44. He's married to
Nicole Kidman,
44 years old today. Tom Cavanaugh from the series Ed is 43. John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite and Blades of Glory, he is 34 years old. And Seth MacFarlane, my buddy from Family Guy, celebrates his 38th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we have a brand new internet roundup, and we're going to talk to Omar's wife about having a couple's baby shower. We're going to try and talk around to that. Kim Kardashian had a birthday recently. She celebrated it in Las Vegas, as all celebrities do, and they get paid to do so.
Yeah, isn't that a nice gig?
I would love to get that gig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't begrudge her. If they're going to pay you a lot of money to have your birthday party there, you go there.
Of course.
She's 31. She went to the Marquee nightclub. E! News was there, of course. E! Is the channel that her show is on.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that everybody was happy to see her, and they all went wild. But there were other outlets that were there, like Hollywood Life, which I don't know what it is, but they were there. They were on the scene, and they said the crowd didn't exactly welcome Kim, that they started booing when she was introduced.
I love that so
and
much.
And like that's not enough, Chloe decided, I'm going to step up and take my sister's, you know, side and make sure these people understand who she is. And when Chloe took the mic, it got worse. People were booing more.
That's a terrible idea.
Oh, my God. What a terrible idea. But we do talk to Chloe from time to time, so I figured we'd get her on the line and just see what went on. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Oh, is this Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar, man.
Hey, what are you doing in the in your off time, man?
I'm playing a lot of bocce ball.
Bocce ball?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been my guess.
Yeah, a lot of lawn bowling.
Okay.
That's my second favorite sport.
Second favorite sport?
Yeah, oh. Lawn bowling.
I didn't know that.
Bocce ball.
Hey, is Kim around?
Kim?
No.
I don't live with Kim. That'd be weird, man.
It'd be way better,
if Kim were here,
it'd be way better, though, right?
I'd be in big trouble
but
if Kim was here, man.
But it'd be way better.
But that'd be a lot of trouble, man.
All right. Is Chloe there?
Oh, my wife, Chloe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Let me see.
Sorry about that.
Chloe! Chloe, I'm over you, baby! Chloe, you're under the phone!
Oh, here she goes. Wow. Must be reinforced floors.
Hello?
Chloe, hi. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Regis and Kelly. How are you?
Never mind. How are you today?
Good, Julianne and Ryan. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're just reading reports about Kim's birthday
hi,
party.
Hi, Kathy and Hoda. How are you?
We're all good, whoever you want to call us.
Hi, Girls of the View. How are you?
Yeah, we're not the Girls of the View, though.
Hi, The Talk. How are you?
We're not The Talk.
Hi, Charlie Rose. How are you?
I don't even know who that is.
Hi, Anderson Cooper.
All right, Chloe.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Let's talk about Kim's 31st birthday party. Now.
Oh, it was so much fun. We all went to Vegas, and Kim was at the Marquee nightclub.
Right.
And we were celebrating her 31st birthday, and the crowd went crazy for her.
Right, that's what E! News reported, but there were other outlets that were there that said she was literally booed when she came on the microphone, when they introduced her.
All right, just between you and me.
Yes.
She was booed.
She was booed.
When she came out, I couldn't believe it.
That's
at her
hurt,
own
yeah.
birthday party.
At her own birthday party. Can you believe it? That beautiful, sweet girl with all her beautifulness and her amazing body. She was booed by the crowd.
Wow.
I wonder if that sign I stuck on her back that said, boo me, had anything to do with it.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story goes on to say, once they were booing her, she didn't know what to do, so you stepped in.
That's right. Once again, I had to clean up her mess. I had to step in and just set things right.
But unfortunately, the story continues. When you took the mic, the rowdy crowd got even louder.
Yes, that's true.
They booed more when you took the mic.
I wonder if me saying keep booing had anything to do with that.
Oh, my God.
You didn't say keep booing, though, did
no,
you?
No, I did.
What did you say? You just tried to calm him down and say, come on, it's her birthday.
I said, come on, let's face it. She's not getting any younger, and her ass is getting wider. So have a heart for this poor young girl, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept booing her.
Is it possible that we might be reaching Kardashian overload?
Car saturation, you mean?
Yes, car saturation.
I don't think so, no. I think America loves us.
Mm-hmm.
We're America's first family.
Okay.
We're American royalty.
Well, I don't think
so. And everyone loves us.
Uh-huh.
And everyone likes to go to Sears and buy our clothing.
Well, I don't know that any of that's true.
Well, it's true around Halloween time. If you're going as a whore, there's nothing better than the Kardashian collection.
Good point.
That's very true. All right. Thank you, Chloe, for clearing that up. We just wanted to get your perspective on what went on in the nightclub.
Yeah, I felt bad for Kim. I really did.
You did.
So I found the person who started the booing, and I ate them.
You ate the person entirely.
Yeah, so that'll teach someone to boo a Kardashian.
Okay. Well, you should. Can't wait. For about 15 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Omar's wife about his couple's baby shower. Got to try and talk her out of it.
Are we... We're again.
You kidding? Terrible idea. So we're going to talk to her. I can't wait for that. And we still have your K-Rock Dead Man's Ball tickets coming up. So keep listening for your chance to win those. First, it's time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane, Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBane.com or KRock.com. There are three things up there that you'll want to see. One is the Halloween Spooks BS, and you all owe me an apology. Two is the hottest women on TV, and then there's at the top of the page is the Internet Roundup, and you can see all of these videos. The first one that we're going to feature is a Halloween light show. Now, everybody does the Christmas light shows. This is a Halloween light show. It's someplace in Riverside, and the dude, it's something that just has to be seen to believe because he has giant pumpkins and the mouths mouth the words.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Of the song. So he's got this song. Not my favorite song and a little old, but the pumpkins are literally mouthing the words.
That's cool.
It's unbelievable. And then, of course, he uses This Is Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
I know I sound like an idiot, but go watch it. You go, wow, that's okay. Something. The best of 5-second films. These are films. It's just what it sounds like. They are 5-second films from beginning to end. So for a person like me, it's perfect. Like the guy who forgets everything, he's sitting there with his friend, and his friend has a gun.
Man, I have the worst memory.
Oh, God, how did this happen?
That's it. I have the worst
That's
memory.
Really brilliant.
His friend shoots him in the knee, and he says, oh, God, how did this happen? It's funny. There's two parts that we have up, and you can watch all of them. It's kind of the best of that site. You know the shake weight? You've all seen the shake weight.
Of course.
It just looks so phallic and just dirty. Jimmy Kimmel did something on his Jimmy Kimmel Live show, which is the best late night show on TV. And there's the shake weight. There's also a free flexor that's even worse.
I haven't seen that.
And then the tug toner. Watch Jimmy Kimmel's clip.
The tug toner uses dynamic resistance technology to work your biceps.
Yeah, and it's, yes, it's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's that motion, Muggs. Yes, that's what it is. They finally just went and just said, let's just go all the way. This dude eats a giant live scorpion. I don't know why. This scorpion is 5 times the size of a normal scorpion that you would see.
Oh, creepy.
And it's live, and he's holding it by the tail so it can't sting him, but.
We're eating a giant scorpion.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's
that's not cool.
It's weird though. It's worth watching.
Okay.
It's worth watching. Once.
All right.
You know how funny it is when people fall? Anytime people fall, it's always funny. Well, there's a morning news anchor, and they were doing some kind of a piece on a shoe that's supposed to give you an orgasm from walking in it or something.
Oh, my God.
So she was trying to model it, and she face planted, like, just boom!
Pain that we got.
Are you kidding me? I thought she was joking.
She fell, and then she followed that up with, for the second time.
She did it again?
No, I mean, that was the second
time. Obviously the second time.
No, it's so funny to see people fall. So the parents are going to take the little kids to Chattanooga on vacation, and they think, that doesn't sound very fun. Let's take them to Disney World. So we'll film them, and we'll get their responses, which is going to be great because we're taking them to Disney World.
Oh, I gotcha.
Kids, this may be the first time and only time it's ever happened, totally upset. They want to go to Chattanooga. They do not want to go to Disney World.
Are you serious? Daddy and I are going to Disney World.
Crying.
I have never heard anybody cry because they're going to Disney World.
Instead of Chattanooga.
I want to go to Chattanooga.
Can't even say it.
Oh my God.
It's so funny, too, because the parents are so proud and so happy. They know they're just about to make their kids' lives.
Oh, my God.
And the kids just start bawling. They don't want to have it. And they don't even know what Chattanooga is, probably, right? I mean, they're really young. There's a show on Animal Planet called My Extreme Animal Phobia. Now, there are a lot of animals to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Puppies?
No, no one is afraid of puppies.
Not full-grown dogs. Puppies.
Come on.
So this therapist takes this pretty buff-looking dude out into a park where it's wide open, and somebody walks up with a tiny little puppy on a leash, and this guy loses it. I mean, he is scared out of his mind of this puppy.
Oh, my God.
He knows. He's looking at me. No.
Marvin, come on, Marvin. Ooh. Think of your girls.
I ran a coward.
You're not a coward. You are not a coward. You are a strong person.
He's not. He's a coward.
He's crying because he's got puppies there?
Yeah, puppy.
One puppy?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And he's trying to do it for his children. And I mean, like, he's literally, this is therapy for him.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
I don't have any idea. I really don't know. But he is the real deal. Like, he is freaked out.
Oh, man.
He's barely able to stand. It's awesome. Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com for the internet roundup. You can see all of these videos. And finally, Getting Sugar High is a video made by a bunch of kids. And they're singing and rapping. Mm-hmm. And it's actually pretty good. It's about, you know, let's cough up some candy, people.
This my house is the hit, but I need a fix. Break out my stash and snort out Pixie sticks. Keep that sugar high going so we pop mad Smarties. Eating candy's how we party. We can't drink no Bacardi. Yeah. We don't want no apples or fruit. Cause I'm a Hershey pirate with my chocolatey loot. Give me three musketeers. Getting sugar, getting sugar. Eating all the candy, trick or treating till we die.
Isn't that crazy?
That's great.
It's really well done. They do a video of the whole thing. So if you want to go to the internet roundup, go to Kevin and Bean or krock.com.
Kevin and Bean, internet roundup.
We have tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball with a little game.
This is Famous Balls. This is Famous Balls.
Yeah.
You have to guess the Famous Balls to go to the Dead Man's Ball.
Yeah.
This is Famous Balls.
Yeah.
Did himself.
That's
that
a good one.
How about
that's
that?
A good one right there.
Wow, it's been a long time since we've instantly loved something he's done. I mean, he's really worrying us.
Supposed to instantly hated.
Let's be honest.
Did Omar send you some other audio I need for this game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Doesn't mean it'll be available when you need it.
No, it doesn't. But here, listen. Okay, listen. Here's this game. Now, we tried this yesterday. Do you remember?
Yes. A different form of it, but yes.
The last game we played was Famous Deads.
Yes.
Right? And I told you dead would be in the answer.
And then we made a big deal. Why are we explaining it so much?
And we said it over and over and over again to the point of ridiculousness.
Dead. The answer will always include the word dead.
Right.
And then the first contestant said, is it AC/DC?
That was the very first answer we got was AC/DC. So excuse me if I over-explain this once again, but the game is called Famous Balls, and all of the answers will contain the word ball. Ball
is in the answer.
Without exception, there are no answers that will be had in this game that will not contain ball.
This is Famous Balls.
All right, balls. These are all famous balls.
So if you say an answer that doesn't have the word ball in it, we're going to drive over to your house and cut your legs off
right at
the knees.
If you say, Nicole Kidman, I will punch you. I will come to your home and set your house on fire. And kill your pets.
All right, let's start with Edgar. Hi, Edgar.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Edgar?
Yes, hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi. Hi there.
Here's your question, sir. This movie stars Brad Pitt as Oakland A's general manager, Billy Bean.
Okay, it has to deal with baseball.
Yes. Yes. That's not the answer, though.
We need the
though.
Title of the film. It's in theaters now, as we speak.
A fastball.
Oh, sweet Lord in heaven. No, Edgar, I'm sorry. Moneyball. Moneyball was the answer we were looking for.
Hey, it includes ball. Both of them. Baseball and fastball.
I know, but still.
All right.
That's the easiest question on the list.
They don't get easier.
Moneyball's happening right now.
Let's go to Sheila, who's in merchandising. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila. Here's your question.
This is Famous Balls.
Just a reminder, ball will be in the answer.
All right.
Okay.
This famous redheaded actress created one of the most famous sitcoms of all time with her husband, Desi Arnaz.
Lucille Ball.
Yes! All right. Well done, Sheila. You're in the drawing. Hold on.
All right. Let's go to Whitney, who works at a bakery. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
Whitney, this 2001 drama was directed by Mark Forrester, starred Billy Bob Thornton, and won an Oscar for Halle Berry.
Monsters Ball.
Yeah! Nicely all done. Right, Whitney.
Wow, we got some good contestants
this time. We're on a roll.
Let's go to Mary as a leasing consultant. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Mary, this movie starred Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller as rival fitness gym owners who settle their differences in a sports tournament.
Oh.
The answer includes.
Well, I know it's about dodgeball.
Yeah, that's it. Dodgeball.
That's it. I mean, that wasn't technically it, but it is dodgeball.
Dodgeball is the answer.
Okay. You used it in your sentence, so we're going to accept it.
You accidentally were right.
All right, let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Paul, this next question is an audio clue, all righty? So I'm going to give you a clue, and then we're going to play a little piece of audio for you. All right?
All right.
All right, Paul.
I have my doubts about Paul.
This classic rock song was a hit for the band The Sweet and then was featured prominently in the movie Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah, it was electric, surprisingly hectic. And the band started leaving because they all stopped breathing. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. What's the name of the song?
It is...
It's Ball. It's Ball in it. Has the word ball.
He's typing.
Ball. Google. Google ball song.
Google ball song. Ball
songs with balls. We need an answer, dude.
Paul, you got an answer right now.
He doesn't
know. Got it.
All right. I'm sorry. Ballroom Blitz. It's the Ballroom Blitz.
Yep. Let's go to Frank the Tank and shipping and receiving. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Hi, Frank.
This is Famous Balls.
All right, here's your famous ball question. This 1965 movie is the fourth movie in the James Bond movie series. It stars Sean Connery.
Please say the word ball.
God damn it.
One of the James Bond movies, the fourth James Bond movie in the series. Sean Connery's the star.
Jesus, I'm not even a James Bond fan.
Yeah, that would help if you were. Be a lot cooler if you were.
Sure, be a lot cooler.
Matthew McConaughey would say.
We need an answer.
I don't know. Golden Ball?
Golden Ball. Excellent guess, sir. But not correct. Thunderball. Thunderball was the name of the film, sadly. Sorry about that.
That was a pretty good guess, considering he had no idea.
At least he knew Ball was in it.
Let's go to Chris, an ambulance driver. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Chris, this next famous ball is a shared jackpot lottery game sold in 44 states.
Powerball
is correct.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
You're on the list. Hold on. We're going to do a drawing in just a minute.
Let's do one more.
One more.
And we'll do the drawing. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Kat's a retail manager. She is ready to play Famous Balls.
Okay, let's jump down to the last
one. This is Famous Balls.
Last question. Here we go. Here's your question, Kat. This 1987 Star Wars parody film was co-written, directed... That's right.
Wow.
Spaceballs. You didn't even need the rest of the clue.
That was fantastic.
I was thinking about that all these 5 minutes.
Spaceballs. Really? You kept saying he's going to do
one answer she had. She was hoping we had a question to match her answer.
What are the chances? All right. Congratulations. You hold on.
You're in the drawing. We're going to put all the names in a hat, and Lisa will come up with the name of the winner of a pair of passes to the Dead Man's Ball this Saturday night.
Winner is Sheila.
Sheila!
First contestant that got it right. Nicely done, Sheila.
Congratulations, you're going to the Dead Man's Ball.
And thanks
I'm happy, thank you.
Thanks for playing Famous Balls.
Thanks for playing Famous Balls.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Omar's wife about his couple's baby shower that's going on. We're trying to put a stop to that.
We went from the Famous Balls to no balls.
Correct,
That's we're running the gamut here on the show.
So we're going to try and put a stop to that. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we'll talk to her in a minute. Right now it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, remember when Amy Winehouse died?
Yes.
And there was some conjecture that perhaps she died because she tried to quit drinking on her own. She didn't have enough booze in her system, and she tried to go cold turkey, and that's what killed her. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew says that that's worse than stopping heroin.
Yes.
That can really, literally kill you.
Yeah, if you try to quit drinking.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Well, the final results are in.
Okay.
From the coroner's office in England.
So she was trying to stop drinking?
No. It turns out she died drinking too much alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning. She overdosed on alcohol.
Wow.
They said that the alcohol in her system at the time of her death, they are just estimating here, 5 times the legal limit.
Wow.
5 times.
Man.
Empty vodka bottles were scattered around her bedroom, say the security guard who found her body. The coroner, Suzanne Greenway, gave the verdict of death by misadventure. Oh, I love
really?
The Brits. I love the Brits. They have just the nicest turn of a phrase
death
for everything.
By misadventure?
Yes, I'd say Amy died by death by misadventure.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That is amazing.
Accidental alcohol poisoning.
Wow, that's not good.
The unintended consequence of such potentially fatal levels of alcohol was her sudden and unexpected death, the official coroner's report reveals. So now the autopsy is over, and now we know.
Wow.
The initial autopsy, of course, proved inconclusive. There were no trace of illegal drugs in her system. That's what they tested for at the time. And now
so baffling.
They've tested all of her organs and stuff and found it was a very large quantity of alcohol that killed her. So now we know. Now we can put that to rest.
Wow.
Death by misadventure.
Misadventure.
If you could die from misadventures, Kevin would have been dead years ago.
Very true.
I stole a car from a valet. That's a misadventure.
Hey, that happened on Modern Family, man.
I fell asleep in my car. Coachella is misadventure.
Okay, that didn't happen on Modern Family.
More celebrity sickbay news. Andy Rooney, who just retired from 60 Minutes, now apparently in serious condition after some minor surgery last week. The family requests that no details be released any further about his condition, but rumor has it was an eyebrowectomy. They were trying to cut back on his massive thatch of eyebrow ivy that was growing on his head.
And they were attached to his actual brain?
They don't know how far it went in, but apparently that was the problem.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
I'm sorry. Steven Tyler. More celebrity sickbay news. He had an accident.
Don't waste our time with the elderly.
Oh,
they're dying.
Come on. Steve rocks.
He does.
Aerosmith was performing in Paraguay when he was in the shower in his hotel bathroom, slipped and fell and took out his two front teeth.
Ow!
Oh, man.
Ow! Steven's okay, but he had to go through 4 hours of emergency dental surgery at a local hospital. That's not where you want to have emergency dental surgery, by the way. Paraguay.
No, just any hospital that happens to be close?
Yeah, and I believe they gave him wooden teeth. That's what I mean, because it's Paraguay. They went to a local jungle and just carved out some teeth from a banyan tree and just stapled him into his jaw.
So. And then they told him,
"Oh my God, you're such a girl."
No, they did not. Aerosmith, as you can imagine, had to cancel its concert in Paraguay, which is a stop on their Latin American tour. No word when Steven will be up and rocking again. But
how much stuff in his life has he done that should have resulted in losing teeth?
Who thought a shower would be the most dangerous thing he'd ever do? Talk about death by misadventure.
Death by misadventure.
Misadventure.
Yes. Today's celebrity birthday is Jacqueline Smith, one of the OG Charlie's Angels. I think she was the last. I think she started from the beginning of the show, and she was the final original angel the end of the series. Yeah, because Farrah left, and I think... Kate Jackson left, too. 66 years old today. Pat Sajak. Wheel of Fortune host is 65. Bootsy Collins. Oh, Bootsy, we love you. From the Funkadelic, of course. 60 years old today. Rita Wilson, actress and wife of Tom Hanks. 55 years old today. Speaking of Tom Hanks, his son, Colin, doing a hell of a job over
Dexter.
There on Dexter. That series is picking up steam this season. Started a little shaky to me.
Yeah.
But now they're just in the full swing. Did you see Sundays?
I didn't know. I'm two behind, I think.
A young lady has a death by misadventure in Sunday's episode that is one of the most chilling things I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Dylan McDermott from The Practice and now the American Horror Story over there on the FX channel. 50 years old today. Carrie Elwes is 49. Natalie Merchant, singer and songwriter, is 48. Tom Cavanaugh, the series Ed, is 43. Keith Urban, who's married to Nicole Kidman, is a country singer. He's 44 years old. John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite's 34. And actor, writer, voiceover artist extraordinaire, creative genius, Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy and American Dad celebrates his 38th birthday today.
Oh, you.
Come on, Seth, just give me a little love. Have to be that way. Check out Sunday's Family Guy, by the way, the Halloween episode of Family Guy. I happen to be the guest star for that particular episode.
Come on.
I'm all over this one, as opposed to my little roles here and there. I got a big chunk of stuff to do in this
episode.
They
listened to what you did before, and they said, this is the guy that we need to move more into the mainstream of the show.
Yes. How about that, Kevin?
It's pretty impressive.
Someone who actually likes what I do. And why am I talking like John Lovitz?
I don't know.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Omar has joined us in the studio.
Good morning.
Omar.
You guys are excited, right, about my baby shower?
Omar's very lucky to be married. Shouldn't be.
How dare you?
His wife's pregnant. That's not going to go well.
Omar's going to be a bad dad.
Crying.
That's about it.
I like the part of Omar's job is making fun of himself as being a dad. Make a jingle about you being bad. So we're bringing Omar's lovely bride on the air, Cassie. Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
Congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, babe.
Boy or girl?
Hey. We don't know yet.
You don't
Hopefully
know.
We'll find out soon.
Can I tell you a sad story?
What's the sad story?
Look up music sad or bed sad or something. We need some music. Omar came in to the studio the other day, yesterday, I think, the day before. He's like, hey, King of Mexico. He's over in the corner. Like, I could barely hear him. What would you think if we had a co-ed, like a couple's baby shower? And Dave was like, I think that would be red. which is rad in Dave speak. But then, like, I overheard and I was like, wait a minute. And I interrupted. I said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you asking people to a couple's baby shower? And Omar was like, yeah.
I wasn't proud, no.
Yes, I am.
I mean, I'm excited.
He's very excited.
He's excited about having a baby, right?
Uh-huh.
He's
yes.
excited about that. But it's a couple's baby shower.
Yeah, that's the best kind. It's like a real party, you know?
That's what they keep saying. It's a real party.
You're not going to play any of those stupid games where they have to cut the ribbon and it has to match the size of your stomach, or you have to get safety pins, or you have to guess what candy bar is in the diaper.
Well, drink beer out of a baby bottle.
Come on.
Oh, but the candy bar in the diaper, that's so much fun.
Cassie.
Seriously.
But, you know what? We're going to have a lot more fun games than that.
Look, I know Cassie.
Even boy games.
And I like Cassie.
Boy games. Boy what games. Are boy games?
What boy games?
Yeah, boy games.
You going to play football?
Are we going to arm wrestle? What's going on? What do you mean boy games?
Well, there is the hot potato with the baby. You pass that around.
That's not a boy game.
Hot potato with the baby.
Come on now. Cassie.
But there's so many more. Like, you know, the baby bottle chug-a-lug contest. That's, you know, what? That's a good one. Is beer in the bottle?
You know where else you can drink beer? Any place else that doesn't put it in a baby bottle.
Yeah. I want to chug straight vodka if I'm going to do it.
Cassie, let me just talk to you person to person. I've met Cassie. I know Cassie. She's great. She's a huge step up for Omar. She should have never settled. She could have done better.
That's true.
Having said that, a couple's baby shower is the worst idea ever. Ever.
Well, I don't think about the worst.
It's the worst. It's
have you
worse,
ever been to one?
It's worse than the Taliban.
That is a good question. You ever been to one?
I've been in the same house where other guys were there, and I was watching football, and they all came into the room with me.
Because
you know why? They don't want to be at a baby shower. I mean, isn't a baby shower? It's really for gifts, let's be honest. And that's cool because you need a lot of stuff when you have a baby.
Right.
And then you open gifts, and no guy wants to watch you open baby gifts, except with the exception of Omar, who because it's his baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, since Omar
and he might not even like it.
Nope.
I would. It's fun for you guys to watch Omar. I mean, we have another game where Omar dresses in a diaper.
Yes. Okay,
now we're
getting someplace.
What? On Omar.
Now we're getting someplace.
I don't think I signed up for this.
Pin the tail on Omar. I
like
it.
Oh, no. Let's
Cassie,
not do that.
Cassie. Cassie, you're the best. And Omar's so lucky you put up with this BS. Omar's the guy that, like, runs around. He runs around like drunk. He gets thrown out of places. And we look at his wife and we go, why? She's like, oh, that's just him.
Yep. I know.
So I was telling Omar a while back, you gotta put a ring on it because that's the only person that'll put up with your
guests.
And as much as we love Omar, who I consider like a brother, I'm not coming to a baby shower. But Cassie, I'm really.
He's like your brother.
He is like my brother.
My brother's going to be there.
By the way,
your brother doesn't want to come to the baby shower. He's doing it because he loves you.
Right.
Yeah.
I guarantee he does. If you were to ask him, like, do you want to come? He would go, yeah, because for you. But you could tell in his voice, absolutely not.
Yeah, given an option, no.
Cassie, couples,
well,
baby
I'm allowing, shower. I'm allowing, like, cigars. The guys could go smoke in a little corner somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to have, like, cigars there and smoke in a corner. Yeah, exactly. With, like, fans blowing smoke one way.
All right, let me ask you this question. Is it a baby shower?
It's a co-ed baby shower.
Are so the words baby shower in the title?
we could change it.
Nope. Is it going to be a celebration of your baby where you get gifts and clothes and
yes.
cute stuff for the
and
baby?
And you're going to open all that, right, in front of everyone? And takes, everyone's going to go, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, that time, though.
And that
I mean,
takes
we
hours.
We will kind of kick the guys out and they could do their thing, but...
How about
yeah.
if you kicked us out beforehand and we did our same thing someplace else?
Yeah, we could go. All the guys could go to a bar. How about that?
Meet there. Go to a bar.
There you go.
No, let's not even meet there. Let's just cut out the meet there.
Let's just go to the bar.
Go to the bar. And then we'll stop by at the end and congratulate you.
You guys, if you know what? I say you can meet there and then you'll see how much fun we're having and want to stay. Definitely. That's what's going to happen.
Wow, you're grasping at straws. So I went home and I told my wife, Cassie's having a couple's baby shower. And she's like, that's great. We can go. And I'm like, no, we can't. Because, Cassie, I would go
we,
to... I would
we
go
give
to,
out gifts, too. We give out prizes.
Yeah, do you give out, you like, a give... scented candle? I mean, really.
Foot cream.
Do you give out foot cream? I mean, you give out chick stuff, right?
We could give out other things.
What? Are you going to give out a hooker?
Sure, why not?
Come on.
Oh, we can have hookers there? All right, let's all be in, then.
Go down to Foothill Boulevard and pick up some hookers.
But why are you bending so far over backwards when you wouldn't have to change anything? You just invite girls.
You could just have the girls, and it'll be fun.
Right.
And we are having a problem with the guest list. The guest list is way too big.
The guest list is way too big.
We need to cut it in half.
And I don't want you guys to be saddled with that problem.
Exactly.
Oh, you're thinking about us.
Yes.
I am.
Cassie, here's the offer that I'm prepared to make.
Okay.
My wife and I will buy you two gifts, two baby gifts, one for each of us. And
aww.
Then on that day, then we won't necessarily, we might
you
be there.
You think fondly of them.
We might be there. Like, we might be in the back or in the corner or something. You may not see us, but we'll be there
for. In spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But Lisa and Ralph still have to go, right?
Lisa and Ralph are in.
Oh, all no, right, I'll bring the two gifts.
Right. Is the two gifts, is that what it takes
not
to get out of
that? If I'm in.
If you show up, you have to bring a gift. If you don't show up, you have to
send two. You have to send two.
Kaz.
Well, it's a nice deal for you.
I got to say, though, I mean, you're going to miss out. Omar's going to be wearing a diaper at one point in the party.
I've seen Omar
it's
in a
not
diaper.
The first time. Come on.
Yeah.
We've all seen that, A. Yeah. And B, we can see pictures. And as much as I love you, and I do love you, you're awesome. You're way too good for Omar. But a couple's baby shower is not happening. Not on my watch.
Well, you know, Omar's been to several.
Several?
Is that right?
I've been to one. I've only been to one. And it was because it was her brother, my brother-in-law.
And let me tell you, I have a picture to prove it. And he's actually playing a game. In the
That's
picture.
True.
Did you play a game?
I play a game.
Did you win a scented candle?
I didn't win. No.
That he lost.
I put the diaper on backwards.
Oh, man. Well, that's a whole other conversation.
He's going to be a terrible dad.
It was all by its head, so the baby was like...
Yeah. Did you smother the baby?
I think so.
Cassie,
I might have killed it.
It was a doll, though. I mean, he knew it was a doll.
I was a little scared. I don't know.
You're the best and all, and I wish you well, and I'll come over any other day except for the couple's baby shower day.
Oh, but you'll have so many gifts.
You know what? Me missing out is a risk I'm willing to take.
It's going to be a party, man. Come on.
We have another game where you actually feed
another you're breaking up. Where'd she go? She's breaking up. Can we hear her? What happened to her cell phone?
What happened? Oh, she has a bad connection.
Oh that's
no,
too
wait a
bad.
Minute.
Yeah. Yeah, she sounded fine before.
Lisa, now I know how you feel.
No, it's
the last thing I heard is it was not. Yeah, it was canceled.
That's what I heard as well.
Oh, that's a shame.
Omar?
You need to get her a different cell phone.
You're in trouble.
You're Mike, why'd you say that, dude?
Omar's in trouble. Thank you, Cassie. You're the best.
Thanks, Cassie. Have fun.
No couples baby shower.
Hey.
Love you, bye. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for one final look at the showbiz. I still think you're effing with me. There's no way.
It's awesome. I wish I could scat like those people do. It's a gift. It's a gift from God.
Sure it is.
Getting a lot of emails today about subjects we touched on during the show. We talked about Halloween costumes, which ones are acceptable, which ones are not. The worst Halloween costumes, Greg writes in for our opinion to see if this is okay. Is it too soon to go as zombie Steve Jobs? No, I think that's perfectly acceptable. See, that is a pop culture, a newsmaker costume that is still, I think, fresh enough to be able to pull off at a Halloween party.
Sure.
I think that works. Unlike, as we mentioned, Charlie Sheen, the Jersey Shore cast, and stuff like that. Too old.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, in several of the showbiz beats this morning, I did talk about Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Rock and roll lead singer for Aerosmith. They're in Paraguay. And more details coming in about this accident, but Steve apparently slipped and fell in the shower in the bathroom and knocked his two front teeth out. Ow! I can't even tell the story without feeling pain in my mouth.
That's rough.
Knocked his two front teeth out, had to go into for 4 hours of emergency dental surgery.
But isn't the first thing you do is make up another story? What did you do? I knocked my teeth out. I was battling someone. I was in a brawl. Well, got attacked.
That's what Mike from Covina writes here. By the way, details of the story is he had food poisoning. He was dehydrated, so he was like dizzy and woozy, and that's why he went down. But they have rescheduled the performance for tomorrow night, the Paraguay show. So he's getting back up on stage. I guess
Can we hear what that's going to sound like again?
No. Loving an elevator. Figured it up for the blowing down. Loving an elevator. Novocaine hasn't worn off just yet. Mike from Covina writes in about this story. As I mentioned, I got a lot of emails, mostly people telling their own horror stories about getting teeth knocked out and stuff, which we may have to cover, I guess, tomorrow.
Yep.
But I may not be able to stay for the whole break if we do that.
I'm a little skittish about that
That's
as well.
That's like one of my things that just puts me on edge. I just can't even imagine the stories.
Have you knocked out teeth?
No, never have. Oof.
Done like three times.
Oh, no.
It's not good, ever.
Here comes Mike's email. I'm not sure if I buy that story you read earlier about Steven Tyler. As a rock and roller, it's much more likely that Tyler lost his teeth from some drug-related mishap or from the business end of a fist from an unhappy husband who found his wife in the company of Tyler backstage. I'm not calling Tyler a liar because, of course, I don't know exactly what happened. All I'm saying is that toothless dude is shady. Oh, It's back with a vengeance.
I'm back.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your email.
This is back for a short
time. Toothless dude is shady! Steven Tyler lost his teeth as an unintended consequence of a misadventure, you could say.
Yep.
That's what they say in England. That's what we got from the coroner in the UK who finally released the autopsy results from Amy Winehouse. She says that Amy died of death by misadventure. Saying the singer died of accidental alcohol poisoning.
Now, they were trying to say she was quitting, and that could have killed her, which Dr.
Drew
says...
That was the talk at one time.
Dr. Drew says can kill you. It's that
she tried to quit too
harsh.
Suddenly. She went cold turkey, quit drinking, and that's what killed her. Turns out it was actually the opposite. It was a very large quantity of alcohol in her system that killed her 5 times over the legal drunk driving limit, doctors say.
5 times.
There were no traces of illegal drugs in her system, as we all know from the initial toxicology reports, but there were several bottles of vodka strewn about her apartment when they found her body, so they're assuming she just drank herself to death.
God. These are her last words.
I just fell in love. I showed to the queen about it on Thursday.
No, I don't believe those were her last words.
You don't understand anything.
Chaz Bono was voted off Dancing with the Stars last night. It was between her and Hope Solo.
Him.
I'm sorry. Yes. It was him and Hope Solo who were... in the final bottom two. No. No punchline. Nope. Has nothing to do with that. Chaz is gone. He and Lacey Schwimmer were bounced out and Hope Solo remains. Well, that's good news for us.
Yeah, I agree.
I was surprised because Maxime, her partner, Hope Solo's partner, like got into it with the old British dude judge.
Was arguing with him?
Yeah, the night before. He's like, I've been in this business for 50 years. And he's like, maybe it's time for you to get out then. Oh. Everybody went, ooh.
No, she didn't.
So they thought for sure they were going to be gone, but it turns out not the case. Congratulations to Unforgettable on CBS, starring Poppy Montgomery and Person of Interest, Jim Caviezel's show. They just got picked up for full seasons by CBS, so if you're fans of those shows, you will get to enjoy them in their entirety this season. And also, Showtime just announced Homeland has been picked up for a second season.
Oh, it's so good.
Great. So those of you getting invested in that show, your faith is well-placed. Metallica wants to be in a movie. The band has hired Charlotte Huggins, or Hudgens, to produce a film for them. She was the producer of the 3D smash hit film Journey to the Center of the Earth with Brendan Fraser. And Metallica said they want their movie to be on the big screen in 3D. Now, initially, everyone thought it was going to be a concert film, but now rumor has it there may be some sort of storyline, maybe some sort of Metallica film, like a Beatles movie or something, but in 3D. I'm sure there will be concert footage or some sort of music involved, but I think that could be very entertaining.
They will call it Talica.
Talica.
Not Metallica.
And Billy Ray Cyrus says, "We are not alone in the universe."
Thank God he's finally weighed in on that.
People have been asking him for years. What do you think about extraterrestrial life, Billy Ray Cyrus?
How about that?
He claims he took a photo of a beautiful sunset, and when he finally looked at the photo, he noticed there were 5 or 6 flying saucers on the horizon. He says it's his first UFO sighting, and that's a special moment for Dad, he tweeted. So, proof of life on other planets from Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's great.
It's now official.
So he didn't even see it at the time.
No, man.
He just went back inside in the photos.
Said, holy crap, look at this. There's flying saucers in this picture.
Wow.
Miley! Miley! Get over here! Put on your wig. Be Hannah. Congratulations, Big Bang Theory actress Kaley Cuoco. She and her boyfriend, Josh Resnick, have announced they are engaged. He apparently works as an addiction specialist. That's nice to know she's marrying someone who gives to other people and has an honorable calling like that, as opposed to another self-centered actress like herself. What?
Oh, how dare you? What's wrong with you?
She's a sweetheart, by all accounts, as far as you know. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. He's 34 years old today. Tom Cavanaugh from Ed is 43. Keith Urban, the country singer, married to Nicole Kidman, is 44 years old. Natalie Merchant's 48. Carrie Elwes from Princess Bride and Saw, 49 years old today. Dylan McDermott from The Practice and from American Horror Story is 50. Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks's wife, is 55 years old. Bootsy Collins turned 60. Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune fame is 65. Jacqueline Smith, one of the original Charlie's Angels, is 60. Ow.
Ow.
Is that your penis? Was from Charlie's Angels, 66 years old today. And Seth MacFarlane, writer, actor, director, genius. Seth MacFarlane, who brought us Family Guy and American Dad, soon to be his major motion picture, Ted. Next year, we're going to get to see that. He is 38 years old today. I can't buy you any more time. I just look at just anything. Just any piece of Family.
He just melted. There's
any piece of Family Guy audio. We talked all day about having Family Guy audio. Anything.
Not
just any Family Guy audio.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
I couldn't have vamped any longer. Well, thank you for letting me go out for the window.
They will clean up all your talking in a manner such as this.
They will make you take a tinkle when you want to take a piss.
And they'll make you call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss.
They may just be neurotic or possibly psychotic. They're the fellas at the freaking FCC.
That's a tribute to the FCC.
He's
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks, everybody that came out to the King's Tailgate Party last night. And when it was brought up that I had to get up at 3:50, they all booed and said, no, you don't. You get up at 5.
Yeah, really. Like
thanks
you,
a lot.
Like you get up at 3:50.
For that. Way to
what,
go, people.
Did you roll out early? Did you leave your team early? Is that what happened? You left your team early?
No, I'm saying before the game.
Oh, I see.
They said, oh, yeah, he shows up to the games. And what time do you have to get up? I said 3:50. They're like, no, he doesn't.
Oh, that's funny.
We've heard he gets up at 5.
What was the result of the game last night?
I didn't see the end. Was there a game?
Yeah, they played the New Jersey Devils, the lackluster New Jersey Devils. So I'm assuming the Kings won by multiple goals.
Win.
What happened?
Well,
they
felt bad for the Devils and said, let's give you one. Also, if you need a costume, the costume shop has a fantastic inventory of over 40,000 costumes. These aren't when you walk into a costume store and they've got those little plastic things where they go, hey, you can be a witch.
Slap this on.
This is actually the real stuff. You can get Renaissance to Star Wars. It's got all kinds of stuff. It is located at 746 West Doran Street, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. So stop by there and get your Halloween costume. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Lake Bell on the program. And this time we mean it.
We were supposed to have our last week.
A little snafu last time.
Weird Al will be in the studio.
What?
We are going to talk about you getting your teeth knocked out.
No!
Which Ralph does not want to hear.
Ow!
We're going to talk to Christina Ricci as well about the show Pan Am.
Star-studded.
So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin...